On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
It's understood a confidence vote in the Prime Minister's leadership is now likely, with growing members of the Conservative unhappy of how she's dealing with Brexit. It will take 48 Tory MPs to trigger a ballot. We already know 20 have publicly demanded one, including backbencher Marc Francois. He's accusing Theresa May of failing to listen and told her in the Commons yesterday her plans won't succeed.
The DUP will vote against it. Our key ally in this place. Over 80 Tory backbenchers will vote against it. It is therefore mathematically impossible to get this deal through the House of Commons.
Gravesham's Adam Holloway is also one of the MPs who've confirmed they want to get rid of the Prime Minister. Others are rallying around her, though. Faversham and Mid-Kent's Helen Whateley is backing the PM to get the job done.
Every MP has to look to their conscience and try and work out what's the best thing in their view for their constituency and their country, and I respect their decisions. I think the contrast, though, is that look at the Prime Minister. She's sticking in there and she's so resilient.
Michael Gove has said he won't be resigning as Environment Secretary.
KMFM News.
A motorcyclist has died following a crash near Folkestone. Their bike collided with a black Mercedes on Canterbury Road in Densole just before seven last night. Crash investigators are keen to speak to witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. The son of a woman who's been missing from her Kent home for almost 6 weeks has thanked everyone who's helped look for her. Sarah Wellgreen was last seen in Baysie Shore in New Ash Green on the 9th of October. So far, 1,300 people have been taking part in searches for the 46-year-old, and thousands of hours of CCTV footage has been handed in to police. A man arrested in connection with the investigation is due to answer bail today. Virgin Media and EE have been fined a total of more than £13 million for overcharging customers who wanted to leave. The regulator Ofcom says both firms broke the rules by failing to explain early cancellation charges and imposing excessive fees.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Expect delays this weekend as part of the M20 is shut so a new footbridge can be installed. The work's being done between junctions 4 and 6 near Maidstone, where the road is being turned into a smart motorway. The original structure at Teapot Lane in Aylesford wasn't tall enough for lorries to go under when the hard shoulder becomes an extra lane. Kaluba Campandilla is the project manager from Highways England.
At the heart of everything that we're doing, we've got the customer in mind and all the affected stakeholders, and that we aim to deliver within the agreed timescales and minimise any inconvenience, which is inevitable as you carry out some of these projects.
You can see diversion details at kentonline.co.uk. Firefighters have been tackling a fire at a hotel in Margate. Crews were called to the five-storey building in Royal Crescent after the blaze started in a bedroom on the third floor just before eight this morning. It's not yet known what caused it, but no one was injured. What's thought to be the first gender-neutral character in a panto will be taking to the stage in Kent this Christmas. Britain's Got Talent star Danny Beard will be appearing as the Spirit of London in Dick Whittington at the Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks.
We've put on a show that really has a story, and even though these characters are panto characters and people often laugh at panto, they give you quite complex characters, so I think that's why they see people returning and returning and returning.
You can hear more of our chat with Danny at Kent Online.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and a win for Gillingham this weekend would take them 6 points clear of the League One relegation zone. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the Gills travel to take on Oxford United, who are fourth from bottom but unbeaten in six games. Boss Steve Lovell says they're a tougher side than the table lets on.
I think they were in a false position. They've got some very good players down there. But I think, again, they've been a bit like us. They've had a lot of injuries. And I think they've got a few players back now from injury, and you know, it's no coincidence that they've put together a good run.
Kickoffs at 3 tomorrow. Staying with football, and England beats the USA 3-0 in a friendly at Wembley last night. Wayne Rooney came on as a sub with about 30 minutes to go to win his 120th and final cap. And in cricket, England are in a strong position to go 2-0 up in the Test Series against Sri Lanka. There will be no more play today due to bad weather in Kandy. England finished with a 278-run lead and one wicket remaining. Captain Joe Root hit 124.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.